وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights and justice being one of the main components and ingredients of human rights. It deserves to be mentioned. And human rights and justice, they are the concepts that are currently in the hands of the rulers and the governments that leads people. And such notion of justice needs to be applied by them, even though we as subjects or as citizens or as commoners or people between us, normal people, we also have to apply justice to one another on a lower scale. But when it comes to government, when it comes to leadership, how should they deal with the concept of justice? How should they deal with their own subjects? Now, we are looking at justice from the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen being the hero and the champion of justice himself. According to the commander of the faithful, it is not proper for a khalif, for a king, for a leader, for a government to seek distance from their subjects, which seems to be the fact in almost all governments and all kings and leaders and rulers. They seek distance to be proud and haughty, and, you know, they ignore the needs of the people. That's how we see it play now. Now, leadership and power and khilafah or what have you, it means the ruler, the parties in power, they need to associate themselves with people because they are by the people, for the people. That's how it works. So not to distance themselves, but to bring themselves to them. They need to associate themselves with them by showing kindness to them, by behaving with them in a kind, merciful manner. Because a government or a leader or a president, their job is to serve the people, to serve their objects and their subjects and what have you. If the ruler remains aloof from the people, none of his excuses and arguments can be accepted, not to people, not in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because simply that position of power, of government, president, ruler, khalifa, what have you, this position, it means it's a position to serve the people. As simple as it could be, is a position for them to establish justice for the people. It means it's a position to help maintain and create human rights. Now, we see this evident in the rulership of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, but we never see it in any other khalifa, in any other king, in any other president or government's rulership. only Ali alayhi salam applied that, where he brought himself down to people, associated himself with the people, and he said, I am here to serve the people. And he said the greatest honor a person could achieve is by serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the people themselves. Let us take a break and we continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, when Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi brought the notion that the government and those who are in power need to associate themselves with the people, that if the people are annoyed with the ruler on account of things, you know, him being bad and him oppressing them and him not giving them their rights and taking everything from him. And I don't think I need to give you examples of that. If you look back into history, you see that it continues. And if you look at now, you can see the trend also continues of how kings and powers and governments and presidents have been oppressing their people. Sometimes they oppress them by being straightforward dictators, and sometimes they do it under the notion of democracy. They call themselves democratic and they call themselves upholders of freedom and human rights, but in fact you see that people are suffering. And I wish that you could name me a country that have not oppressed their people in a way or another, even the countries that seemingly and apparently seem to be off, better off than other countries. You can see that there's always a place where those governments are in fact oppressing people in a way or another. So what happened is the people will become annoyed by these leaders and they become a burden on those leaders. Especially when you see, for example, in our modern day where people go to protest against the oppression and the things that are forced to do against their own will. And you see, when people come out to the streets, it becomes a burden for governments. Sometimes these people get welcomed by life rounds, right, life bullets, and sometimes they get outcasted, sometimes they get imprisoned, and what have you. You know, sometimes they might get lucky and nothing happens. But nevertheless, they become a burden on those government, on those rulers. And the rulers themselves and those governments, they also become a burden on the people because justice and their rights are not given to them. So the commander of the faithful, he himself has highlighted that in his words. And obviously, he tried to apply the fact that he should not be a burden and people should not be a burden on him by giving them their rights. He said, the hearts of the subjects are the treasury of the ruler. So the ruler himself, all he has is the hearts and the minds and the pleasure of his subjects. And Amir al-Mu'mineen continues and he says, he will get from there what he places there. So whatever the ruler puts in the hearts of the people, this is what he reaps, this is what he gets. Whether it would be equity and justice or cruelty and oppression. If the ruler establishes equity and justice, he will get people that respects and obeys him. If he puts cruelty and oppression in their hearts, in return, he will see disobedience and he will see chaos. That's how it works, because we as people were programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live in a world where our rights are given and justice is applied. We'll leave it here and we will continue in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.